We find ourselves in the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis. Here's what the Mishnah says. Ein bein svarim litfilin umizuzos, ela shasvarim nichtavin b'chol lashon, utfilin umizuzos, einon nichtavos ela ashuris. There's no difference between svarim, right? Rashi over here writes, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Right, and mezuzos and tefillin, there's no difference except that Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, right, can be written in any language, and tefillin needs to be written in Ashuris, right? In Ashuris, everyone knows what Ashuris is. Ashuris is the script that we write Torahs in. So if you open up a Torah, right, that script, that's called Ashuris. That's the name of that script, right? Good. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, af besvarim lo etiru sheyichtavu el yavanis. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, even Torah, right, when the Tanakhama and the Mishnah said the Torah can be written in any language, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, that's not true. It can only be written in Greek. It cannot be written in any language. According to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, can't write Torah in English. You can write it in Greek. Can't write a Torah in, I don't know, whatever language that you want, only in Greek. And according to the Tanakhama, presumably you could write it in any language. Let's learn the Gemara. The Gemara will elaborate a little bit more. So the Gemara says, Halitofron begidin ulatame. I didn't skip anything, did I? No. Halitofron begidin ulatame seyadayim zevizeh shavin. Okay, good. So the only distinction between Torah on the one hand and Tefillin and Mitzvahs on the other hand is that Torah can be written in any language, Tefillin and Mitzvahs can only be written in Ashuris, right? So that means that the other halachas, for example, Latofron, right, to sew it together. Rashi writes actually that this works from Tefillin to Torahs. So Tefillin is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, that when you sew Tefillin, you sew it with gid, with sinew, right? Does everybody know what I'm talking about? When you sew tefillin together, you sew with sinew. So we learn from there that when you sew a Torah together, you use that same gid. The gid, right? If you ever, you know, the columns of a Torah are sewn together. So it's sewn together with that same gid. That's actually a Mishnah, whether a Torah needs to be sewn together with that same gid or you can use other things. And here the Gemara says that you have to sew it together with that same gid. Now, letame sayadayim is something else entirely. Rashi Yehovir explains the Gemara in Shabbos, the way that this works. Letame sayadayim means that it gives tumma to your hands. So the halacha was, when we kept the laws of tumma and tara, the Rabbanan decreed that when you hold Sifrei Kodesh, right? It gives tumma to your hands. The reason was, originally people used to store teruma, the food, along with their Sifrei Kodesh, because they figured this is Kodesh, let's put it all in the same cabinet, and that cabinet is a Kodesh cabinet, right? The problem was that they used to start getting rodents that would come in and eat the food. That was bad enough. But then they used to start damaging the Sifrei Kodesh. So the rabbi said, the Sifrei Kodesh will impart tumma. That's a little counterintuitive. You see, right? That's not what you would have thought. But the Sifrei Kodesh will impart tumma. Nobody would ever put their teruma somewhere where it could contract tumma. So that's what the Mishnah says. That Svarim, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, right, and Tefillin, Mezuzas, they all carry the same halacha of Tumas Yadayim, that they can make your hands tame. Good. Usvarim nichtavim b'chol lashon. The Gemara says that the Mishnah said that Svarim can be written in any language. Now look what the Gemara asks. Or minhu, but we have a contradictory source which says as follows: Mikra shekasvu targum. Vitargum shekasvu mikra. The Gemara will explain this, but I'll jump the gun right now. Right? That if you have words in the Chumash that are in Aramaic, and when you're writing, you write them in Hebrew. Or if you have words in the Chumash which are in Hebrew, and you write them in Aramaic. The Gemara will give examples later, but I'll just give it to you right now so we can understand this. For example, when Yaakov and Lavan make a treaty, you remember that? So do you remember what Yaakov calls the name of the place? Gal-Aid, correct, that's right. Do you remember what Lavan calls the name of the place? Yagar Sahadusa, exactly right. Very good, right? So Lavan calls it Yagar Sahadusa, that's Aramaic. Yaakov calls it Gal-Aid, that's Hebrew. It's the same thing. But if you're writing and you write, you know, in Aramaic or in Hebrew, whichever one it is, Uksav Ivri, or if you write it in Ksav Ivri is an alternative script of Hebrew. So like I was saying, when you open up our Torah, that writing, that's Ashuris. Ksav Ivri is a different script, like in English. You know, we have print and we have script. right? And in Hebrew also. So like, you know, we have block letters and we have Rashi script. So Ksav Ivri is an ancient script of Hebrew. It's not the same as the writing in the Torah. But when we find artifacts, by the way, right now, right? A lot of the artifacts that we dig up don't have Ashuris. They have Ksav Ivri. It's a different script of Hebrew. So if you write a Torah, right, in Ksav Ivri, or you, if you were to do that, Eino Metame Sayadayim, it will not impart Tumah, meaning it does not have Kedushas Sefer Torah. Ad sheyichtevenu b'ksav ashuris ala sefer ubidyo. Until you write it in ashuris, until you write it on parchment, until you write it with dio, the proper black ink, right? So if you write a Torah not on parchment, right? Or if you write a Torah in a different script, in Hebrew, but you use, you know, like Hebrew script, right, instead of Ashuris, it does not have the Kedusha of Sefer Torah. That's amazing. That's astonishing what the Gemara just said, right? But this is against our Mishnah. Why is this against our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah said that you can write a Svarim in any language. You can write it in English, and it will have Kedusha Sefer Torah. So which one is it, right? Does the English Chumash have a Kedusha Sefer Torah? This is the Shaila that the Gemara asks. Contradictory sources. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava lo kasha. Rava says, no, it's not problematic. Kan begufon shelanu, kan begufon shelahen. It depends what letters you write it in. This is amazing, right? If you write it in Hebrew letters, even if you're writing it in, let's say, English, right? So then it would have Kedusha Sefer Torah. Meaning, you're writing in Ashuris, right? And you're writing in, you know, whatever, but you're writing, you know, in English. So you're writing, let's say, Bereshis, so in the beginning. So Aleph, Yud, Nun, in, right? The, I don't know how you write the in Hebrew. Well, whatever. Everybody's with me right here, right? So if you write it in the Hebrew letters, then it will have Kedusha Sefer Torah. But if you write it in English, if you actually write it in English, then it will not have Kedusha Sefer Torah. So when our Mishnah says that it has in other languages Kedusha Sefer Torah, that's talking about when you write it in Hebrew, in other languages, right? But when the Brisa says that that it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, it's talking about when you actually write it in other languages. Amar Le Abaye. Abaye said, hang on a second. You are telling me that the Bryce is talking about when you're writing it in other languages. So my ear, ya mikro shekasu targum, targum shekasu mikro. So then why does the Bryce is talking about a scenario where you're writing Aramaic and Hebrew and Aramaic, right? The words that are, you switch those words. Why does it talk about that? Why does it have to be specific? Afilu mikro shekasu mikro, v'targum shekasu targum. Nami, right? It does, even if you're writing the actual Hebrew in the actual Hebrew, but you're writing in English, in Hebrew. So why does the Brisa highlight the words that are in Aramaic or Hebrew? There's no reason to do that. Because you're changing the whole thing. It doesn't make sense. Taktani achichtevenu ashuris ala sefer b'dio. Right? It says that it should just say that if you write it, ashuris, right, on the cloth and with ink, so it doesn't matter what language you're writing it in, right? So then that's all it needed to say. It didn't need to be so specific. Ella Lokasha. So Abaye says, no, I'll tell you the real answer, right? The real answer between the Mishnah and the Brisa. The real answer is, HaRabbanan HaRav Shimon Gamliel. There was a machlokas in our Mishnah, whether you're allowed to write in other languages. The Tanakhama said you're allowed to write in other languages. Shimon Gamliel says you're only allowed to write in Greek. So this Brisa that says that it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah, that represents the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. And this is not so fast. But Rishon Gamliel said that you can write it in Greek. So how come the Brisa doesn't distinguish between writing it in Greek, which should have Kedusha Sefer Torah, and other languages which would not? Ela lo kasha, so the Gemara represents a different resolution of the contradiction between the Mishnah and the Brisa. Ela lo kasha kam b'sfarim kam b'tfilin u'mizuzuz. Right? The Mishnah is talking, when it says you can write in other languages, talking about Tanakh. The Gemara, when it says that you cannot write in other languages, that's talking about tfilin and mizuzuz. Tfilin and mizuzuz cannot be written in other languages and have Kedusha, even if Torah Nevi'im and Ksuvim can. Tefillin and Mezuzah is my taima. Why would Tefillin and Mezuzah be different than a Torah? That Tefillin and Mezuzah can't be in other languages, even if a Torah can have Kedusha in other languages. Mishum dichsib behu v'hayu. The Pasuk says, v'hayu adverim ha'ele, b'havi yosan yiyu. It's got to be exactly like it is. Exactly like it is. You know, so the Gemara at this point is assuming that when the Brisa says that if you switch Aramaic to Hebrew, Hebrew to Aramaic, it does not have Kedusha, that's talking about tefillin and mezuzah. Because tefillin and mezuzah need to be exact. The problem is, my tirgum, shekasvu mikra ika. In tefillin and mezuzahs, there's no Aramaic. So what? There are some Aramaic words in Tanakh, but not in Tefillin and not in mezuzahs. So what are you switching exactly? Bishlama Torah ika yagar sahadusa. Right? If we're talking about Torah, then the Brisa could make sense. Elahacha mai targum ika. But what is the Aramaic in Tefillin and mezuzahs? Ela, so must be a different resolution. Lo kasha kan b'megillah kan b'svarim. A megillah. You cannot switch languages in a Megillah. But the other Svarim of Tanakh, you can write in any language and it could still have Kedusha. So when our Mishnah says that it still has Kedusha, that's talking about other Svarim of Tanakh. When the Brisa says it doesn't have Kedusha, that's talking specifically about a Megillah. So why should Megillah be different than all of the other Svarim of Tanakh? So Megillah my taima, why is Megillah any different? Dichsiv ba kichsavam v'chil shonam. The Megillah says that it needs to be kich savam v'chil shonam. Now the truth is, when the Megillah is talking about that, it's talking about they're spreading out, you know, the letters, right, from Achashverosh or Haman or from Mordechai. So they write the letters kich savam v'chil shonam. So the Gemara must be saying is that we learn from there that the Megillah needs to be exactly the way that it is. So you can't change anything in a Megillah. So if you write Megillah in a different language, it does not have Kedusha. That's what the Gemara is saying right now. But if you write other Sifrei Tanakh in another language, then it would have Kedusha. According to the Tanakam, according to Rosh Shimon Gamliel, only Greek. Now the Gemara says, my targum shekosvu, so my targum shekosvu mikra ika. So where in the Megillah do you have Aramaic? So Amar Rav Papa says, v'nishma piskam hamelech. That word piskam, right, is the decree of the king. That word piskam is an Aramaic word. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar v'chol anashim yitnu yikar levaleim. The word yikar, right, its origins is an Aramaic word. Good. So you have possibilities in the Megillah where you have Aramaic words. Good. Rav Ashi said, Kitanya hi bishar svarim, v'Rav Yehuda hi. So really, right, Rav Ashi says that what's really going on here, right, is that this represents, it's talking about other svarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, not Torah. It's talking about Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and it is the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Who's Rav Yehuda? Titania, because we learned, Tefillin u'mezuzahs einichtav in el ashuris. Tefillin u'mezuzahs can only be written in ashuris. V'Rabosenu hitiru yivonis. And Rabosenu, that's talking about Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, allowed tefillin and mezuzahs to be written in Greek. So Gemara says, what? You can write tefillin and mezuzahs in Greek? V'aksiv v'hayu. Tefillin and mezuzahs need to be exactly as they are. We just learned that, 4 minutes ago. Right? V'hayu. V'ayu ha'dvarim ha'ela. Tefillin and mezuzahs need to be exact. Ela ema svarim nechtav v'michol lashon. Really, this is where Rav Ashi was teaching, right? Svarim nechtav v'michol lashon. That svarim of Tanakh can be written in any language. V'rabu seinu hitiru yivanis. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allowed yivanis. So Gemara says, hitiru mechad Tanakama. Sir, what do you mean? The Tanakama said you can write in any language. So what do you mean? Ooh, Rav Shimon Gamliel is a big Mati or a big Mekil. You can write in Yevonis. You just don't make you write in any language. So what's Greek? Why would it be any different? Ela Emir Rabosenu lo itiro sheyichtavu ela Yevonis. Rav Shimon Gamliel is stringent. He only allows you to write it in Greek. So the Tanakama allows you to write in any language. Rav Shimon Gamliel only allows you to write it in Greek. Vitanya Amar Rav Yehuda. Now we get to the point. Here's Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Ashi said it's Rav Yehuda's opinion. Now we get to the point. And Rav Yehuda taught, Af kishetiru Rabosenu Yevonis. Lo itiru ella b'sefer Torah. Mishum maisa de talmi amelech. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allowed you to write Greek. He only allowed you to write Greek for Torah, but not for Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So when the Mishnah says that you can write for any language, right? The opinion of Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argues, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says only in Greek. When the Brisa says, right, that it doesn't have Kedushas Sefer Torah until it's written, you know, exactly as it is, that's by Nevi'im and Ksuvim. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel only allowed you to write a Torah in Greek, but not in any other language, and he didn't allow you to write Nevi'im and Ksuvim even in Greek. Because really, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel fundamentally believes that you are not allowed to translate the Svarim of Tanakh. You're not allowed. So you're not allowed to translate, you should not be allowed to translate Torah, you should not be allowed to translate Nevi'im, you should not be allowed to translate Ksuvim. You are allowed to translate Torah into Greek only because Masai of Talmai HaMelech. Only because of this story that happened with Talmai HaMelech. Right? What's this story? Detanya, Masai of Talmai HaMelech, Shekini, Shivim, Mushnaim, Sekeinim. Once upon a time, Talmai HaMelech, this is called the Septuagint in English literature. Right? Once upon a time, Talmai HaMelech, I say once upon a time, it's a real story. story. This really happened, right? Tami HaMelech, he gathered 72 zakenim, v'echnisam b'shivim u'shnayim batim, and he put them into 72 different houses. V'lo gila lahem amakinsan, he didn't tell him what it was all about. V'nichnas etza kol echad v'yechad v'yomar lahem kisvuli toras Moshe Rabchem, and he went into each of one of them and he said, I want you to write for me a translation of the Torah into Greek. Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'leiv kol echad v'yechad etza v'eskimu kulon adas achas, and God made a miracle and they all translated it the same. But not only was it a miracle they all translated the same, they all made emendations because they didn't want Talmai HaMelech to get upset or to accuse the Jews and or God, and so they made a number of changes. Here are the changes that they made. V'kasvilo Elokim bara Bereshis. Instead of saying Bereshis bara Elokim, which sounds like Bereshis made God, they wrote Elokim bara Bereshis, that God made the beginning. And they said, Ese Adam B'Tselem Udumus, I will make man. The Torah says, Naase, let us. But they change it to the singular. V'yichal b'yom ha'shishi v'yishpos b'yom ha'shvi'i. Right? Instead of saying that God finished on the seventh day, they said he finished on the sixth and he rested on the seventh, because then they make Shabbos clearer. Zachar Nekeva Bra'o. Again, they change Bra'am, which is a plural word, they change it to the singular so that they shouldn't think that there's more than one God. Vilok Svu Baram. Sorry. Hova Ordo Ve'ev Lesham Svasam. Same exact thing. By the Migdal Bavel, it says it in plural, they changed it into the singular. Vatitzchak Sarah Bikroveha. And why does God get angry at Sarah when she laughs and not at Avram when he laughs? So they changed it, that Sarah not laughed inside, but laughed with her relatives, like she laughed with her friends, right? Made it like a more public thing. Ki ba'apam horgushor b'tzonam ikru evus, right? When it's talking about Yaakov and the brothers selling Yosef, so they changed it to animals, right? That's right, you're correct, Rob, this expression. They changed it to animals. As opposed to saying that they did bad to Yosef, they changed it to animals. Vayikach Moshe es ishlo v'yespana v'yerkivim al Moshe b'nei Adam. Instead of saying he put them on a donkey, which might be dispatched for Moshe, it says he put them on a people carrier. Maybe it was a car. I don't know what it was. A bus, a train. Moshe b'nei Yisrael asher yashvu b'mitzrayim u'bishar arzos arba meos shana. The Torah says the Jews were in Egypt 400 years. That's not entirely true. So they changed it. The Jews were in Egypt and in other lands for 400 years. Vayishlach zatute b'nei Yisrael v'asatute b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado. Two instances in the Torah where they changed, where the Torah says it's like na'ar. It says kids, lads, and they changed it. Zatute Rach says it's a more prestigious title so that it wouldn't seem like they had the kids doing the service. They had more prestigious people. Lochemet echa meyem nasati. When Moshe is saying to the Jews, I didn't take anything from you, they changed chamor to chemet, like a precious item, so that Moshe is saying, I didn't take anything from you. Right? Asher when it's talking about God giving the luminaries in the sky, it says God gave the new luminaries for light, as opposed to seeming to indicate that God gave the luminaries, which then might become like a deity. Like he might say, oh, you see that God gave us these things to serve. They changed, they added the word la'ir, specifically to give light. God says that they went to serve these other things that I didn't command to be served. Because if they would have just said that I didn't command, then Tommy might have said, oh, you see, God didn't command these things, and yet here they are, and they're amazing. It must be that they really are deities. So that's why they added that word. God said, I didn't command them to. They changed the description of a rabbit. Instead of writing Arneves, the rabbit, they wrote an animal with small legs. Because Tommy's wife, her name was Arneves. Because Tommy might have said, oh, these Jews are just making fun of me. They're putting my wife's name in there. They're making fun. So they took that word out so that they wouldn't it wouldn't be like that. We'll talk more tomorrow about translating Sfarim into different languages.